This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. This is Garrett Bamplis reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway, and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Are you dying to feel a part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/SoxNews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts. Those three are representing Boston at tonight's All-Star game. But something's missing from the equation. Another name, perhaps? Rafael Devers, the most deserving Red Sox player of a spot on the roster for the Midsummer Classic. The 22-year-old leads his fellow third baseman in batting average at .331, slugging percentage at .561, runs, hits, doubles, RBIs, and OPS. Not to mention, he's just barely behind Alex Bregman in OBP and WAR. Somehow, he didn't even make the reserves. It's an impressive resume going to waste. Currently, J.D. Martinez is the only Sox player in a starting role. And to make matters worse, the DH position wasn't even supposed to go to him. He took over for Hunter Pence after the Texas Rangers suffered a groin injury last week. With Boston manager Alex Cora in charge, Bogaerts and Betts will most likely find themselves taking turns on the field despite the last-minute additions. For the sake of changing the voting system, hopefully one of those two will have an all-star night. Hundreds of miles away from Cleveland, Ohio, Dave Dombrowski has been busy. Ken Rosenthal reported that the GM was casting a wide net in hopes of finding some starting pitching help. The Mets saw the line and took the bait, offering to talk about trading one of their starters, Zach Wheeler. The righty owns a 6-6 record and 4.69 ERA through 19 games this season. His 130 strikeouts and 1.27 whip puts him right in the middle of the pack. The Beantown squad isn't the only team interested, however. Since the Mets are starting to lean towards selling instead of buying at the deadline, as many as 10 teams have expressed interest. Wheeler was up for grabs last July, but no bid was tempting enough to take for the New York team. His durability, high-end juice, and end-of-the-year hot streak have raised his value quite a bit this time around. Stamina is exactly what the Red Sox need, too. The two-week break should give the bullpen enough time to recover from its horrid first half, but a fifth-day rotation arm is needed if a playoff push is to happen. Wheeler could guarantee that factor and give ample recovery time for guys like Matt Barnes, who have been burdened with countless extra innings. Heath Hembree could settle into the setup spot when Nathan Eovaldi returns to close out games, and maybe, just maybe, Boston can make a run. It's a lot of pieces to ask to fall in place, and it's somewhat risky, yet at this point, there aren't many better options. The 90th MLB All-Star Game will kick off at 7:30 Eastern Time on Fox. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox newsfeed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bamplis for the Boston Red Sox newsfeed.